Joseph, tell me how things are in the New York Annual Conference in the wake of Superstorm Sandy.
Yes, thank you, Art, for your concern and support. And as always, our connection helps us in times like this. After the Superstorm Sandy, we, especially the areas that were hit, Long Island and Staten Island, and part of the coastal areas in Connecticut. And our conference is right in the midst of that, even including the lower Manhattan. And we were fortunate that most of our churches were not directly affected. Very few were flooded. However, the community in which the churches are located and members of the churches have been extremely affected. I'm talking about Massapequa, that is around the north and south shore, and I'm also talking about Newport, Freeport, Long Island, and especially Staten Island. And so the conference, with the support of the local churches in those areas, are positioned in a way to go out into the community and provide help. And as you know, most the work that we do is to provide volunteers, and our volunteers are called early response teams, to go into the affected homes and help with cleaning, marking out. So this is where we are, trying to mobilize enough volunteers in order to be the hope out there in the community where this super Hurricane Sandy brought devastation.
Now, as we talk today, Wednesday morning, on the 7th of November, another storm is set to roar up the East Coast, a nor'easter. What do you think people will be feeling as this comes through?
It's quite unfortunate. It's going to be a severe setback because as soon as I finish talking to you, I'm headed now to Staten Island. I don't know whether I'll be able to make it because of the threat of this northeasterner. People are anxious again. They don't know whether they're going to be flooded again. And moreover, if it turns into snow, they don't have electricity and the temperatures are going to be freezing. And that is a very difficult thing, difficult time for us. As I sit right here in White Plains, I can see some snowflakes through the window coming down. So we are again sitting at the edge, hoping and praying that we can survive another storm.
And gasoline is still in short supply and all the power is not yet back on. Is that correct?
And that is correct. And that is a very difficult aspect of life here at the moment.
How does that transportation difficulty limit the kind of early response team action?
With the help of our local churches and leadership, we have a three centers that have accepted to be disaster relief centers where we stage our relief efforts. In other words, these centers will receive volunteers and deploy and train them and deploy volunteers into the communities. So we have four districts. Each has a center that is going to work. Long Island East District, Long Island West District, Metropolitan District. These districts have positioned themselves ready to help.
I understand that some flood buckets were already on scene and that you were able to pick them up from one of the Corps depots. Can you talk a little bit about that and how the connection is coming through for you?
As always, we do disaster response in partnership with other disaster response agencies. including the Red Cross, the Salvation Army, and the others. So from Sega Brown, Louisiana, UMCO has shipped more than 5,600 flood buckets to one of our agencies in the Bronx. So we are able to take delivery of flood buckets to our centers, and that's what our volunteers are able to take and go to the homes to work. Some of our churches are also preparing their own flood buckets so that we don't need to go to pick them from others who are also engaged in cleaning. And flood buckets are very, very helpful at this time because it has all the supplies one would need to go out there and do the cleaning and marking out.
Let's talk a little bit about the teams that are already engaged in doing that first response. The teams are, from what I understand, all from the New York Annual Conference at this point.
Yes, at this point, we are only using our local volunteers. We have over 500 ERTs, early response teams, trained within the New York Annual Conference. Of course, some of them have been affected because of the allocation, but some are coming from Connecticut areas and upstate Catskill areas to go down to the Long Island areas to help. We have set up application form right online. So anyone who is ready to go will just go on the website, register their name and their availability. And that information will go to the site manager, who would know when to expect how many volunteers. And when that comes in, they are able to prepare for the volunteer and assign the volunteer specific home that is available for the work on that day.
Now, you were telling me that sometime in the near future, you'll be in position to welcome volunteer teams from outside the New York Annual, beyond the borders of the New York Annual Conference. When do you think that will happen, and how can they get engaged in the recovery work?
I thought it would be after Thanksgiving, but as I speak, we are so blessed that we have located two areas that could house volunteers from outside. So anytime next week, we will be in a good position to receive volunteers. However, we really want volunteers to register online and wait till they receive a confirmation from me before they head out. So as soon as next week, we will be in a position of receiving volunteers from other states. And they will need to register online, and the website is www.nyac.com.
Okay, www.nyac.com. Anytime after the week of, beginning the week of November 12th.
Correct.
Now, these the folks who will come in from beyond the borders of the New York Annual Conference, what can they expect? What do they need to do to prepare themselves to be most helpful to the people who have survived Superstorm Sandy?
As every ERT know, we require that you are 100% self-sufficient. That means you come with all your equipment and your materials or your cleaning items, but we have some here, so you don't need to worry much about that. But you have to have your boots, your clothing, your safety goggles, and all that, including at this time, please bring extra gallons of gasoline that will help you get to the site. So please bring, make sure you are fully sufficient.
Some people can help in other ways. What kinds of additional support would be most helpful at this time?
Excellent. Did I say that volunteers that we need at this time must be ERT trained because we are in the relief stage? So please make sure you are ERT trained before you come. Those who are not able to come, we kindly ask that they support the UMCOR fund dedicated to Hurricane 2012. Through UMCOR, we are able, as a connectional church, we are able to do a lot, because this afternoon, Tom Hazelwood, the director of our operations, with some of our UMCOR staff, will be in our conference. I will take them around, and they are from UMCOR. We'll be able to fund most of our relief efforts, the equipment, our trailers, and also the help that we are going to give to those who are in desperate need. Your monies to UMCOR go a long way for us to be the church and also be the hope for those who need us the most.